Tonight,
amen.
That where he leads, you will follow.
Hallelujah.
Even through the fire,
amen.
Through the rain, through hard grounds,
amen.
Oh, you are ready to follow,
amen.
And go with him through all the way.
Amen.
And tonight, Lord, we want to say thank you,
amen.
Because you called,
amen.
And we heard. And we have responded.
Amen.
That's why we're here tonight, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord,
amen.
That you are calling your children.
Amen.
You are gathering your children.
Amen.
You are preparing your children.
Amen.
Oh, the bride. Lord, we thank you. We bless you tonight.
Amen.
The Lord, we have yet another grace. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we just surrender everything to you. Committing ourselves, Lord, to you, God. That, Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us tonight.
Amen.
Oh, the reason why, Lord, you called us tonight. Oh, Father, we know it is a blessing because it's a blessed is the one that you have caused to approach unto you. It's a such a person. Oh, he will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we believe that tonight, all that is good, all that is a blessing, Lord, in your house here tonight, Father, is going to be our portion.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Musicians, God richly bless you for leading the church. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And today, really, the Lord has magnified your voices. You are just few, but yet, oh, it just looks as if it is just a full house. Amen. Amen. That's what God can do. Even he can make what? Just four lepers, their footsteps, oh, to make a whole army run away from their what? From their camp. I think you know that story.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Four lepers. God magnified their footsteps.
Amen.
Till when they were going to the enemy's camp, he said, look, we're not going to stay here and die. There are food in the enemy's camp. Let us go.
Amen.
And because of that faith, oh, God magnified their footsteps.
Amen.
And when they were going, they were getting closer to the camp. The enemy said, what is happening? So our enemies, the Israelites, they are coming with what? A very huge army, because their footsteps were just making real heavy noise, shaking the whole foundation of the earth. Amen. Oh, that's how it is. And the Lord is here tonight to magnify all our prayers. Oh, that whatever we are looking for, the Lord will make it. Because he has promised it.
Amen.
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 And tonight, do you know one thing? Tonight is the children's night. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray for our children.
Amen.
And the youth in this house.
Amen.
I don't know how it came. I was just preparing the message. And it's somewhere just far away from, but the whole thing dawned upon me that tonight must be dedicated for the children and the youth in this house.
Amen.
Then I was looking at the very topic I was preparing, say, where can the whole thing come out? But eventually something came out, and the Lord has made it that tonight is for our children. Is for the youth in this house.
Amen.
Amen. And we have our topic. Once again, we are on the Church of Smyrna. And one of the topics that the prophet preached on was the synagogue of Satan. Ah, it doesn't sound well. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The synagogue of Satan. That's where we are here to protect our children from.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are here to pray that the blood of Jesus Christ, that's the only covering we know,
Amen.
To cover our children, that they will never be enticed to enter into any of these synagogues of Satan.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's take our Bible. Let's turn to Revelation 2. We read 9 and 10. We have already done the first part last week. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember that you are the richest.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I know, the second part is that, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Amen.
I will give thee a crown of life. Let's bow our heads again. Heavenly Father, this is your word, God.
Amen.
And Lord, anyone can open and read. But yet, Lord, it has to take the leadership of the Holy Spirit to God. Oh, to bring forth the life that is in it to God. Father, tonight, Lord, as we've come, we pray the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, once again,
Amen.
Will take the word again, O Lord,
Hallelujah.
And bring it to us, Lord. Father, we pray the Lord will prepare us. Let there be that fertile ground, Lord, our hearts, Lord. Oh, prepare to receive, Lord Jesus, and the fruits thereof, O God, be made manifest in our lives, O God. Father, we thank you for tonight again. We bless you. And even as many that were not able to come, Lord, we remember all of them.
Amen.
The Lord, already prayers have been offered for the sick, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we believe that your word, even here tonight, Lord, oh, will go forth, Father, and heal all of them.
Amen.
Father, we believe it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? The synagogue of Satan. Yes, the first part of this verse 9, we have already done. As I know you, thy works, I know your tribulation, I know your poverty, but thou art rich. I always like it. Amen.
Amen.
And I accepted that I am rich.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, my brother, my sister, you are very rich.
Amen.
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 Because see, one thing is that the thing that you have, the whole world's money cannot buy.
Amen. Thank you.
See? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The whole world's money cannot buy.
Hallelujah.
But you have it.
Mm.
Praise God.
Without money.
You without money.
Amen.
You have life.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so that's how those rich men, they had to find somebody to even security people to keep watch over them. Huh? And bodyguards. And they always sleep.
Amen.
They sleep and dream. But you have a watchman.
Amen.
The greatest of all watchmen.
Amen.
Who slumbers not nor sleep.
Amen.
He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Amen.
He will be your shade upon your right hand.
Amen.
And on your left hand,
Amen.
The sun shall not smite you by day.
Yes.
The moon cannot smite you by night.
Amen.
He will preserve your soul.
Amen.
He will preserve your going out and your coming in.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You have a great watchman. You are very rich, my brother.
Amen.
Because the rich, the gold of this world will perish.
Amen.
But you, being the gold tried in the furnace of God's fire.
Amen.
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 You have been tested and tried, beaten, and every dross that is in you has been what? Taken away.
Hallelujah.
And he said, every part of that candlestick, that golden candlestick, is what? Was of pure gold.
Amen.
You are just a pure gold, my brother.
Hallelujah.
A gold that's what? The world cannot buy.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And tonight, he said again, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not,
Amen.
But are the synagogue of Satan. Today we will just be here. So you could see that only verse 9 is taking us two different words, services. Lord willing, we'll continue verse 10 next week. Amen. So, now we are here. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. The prophet said, these people were saying that they were actually Jews, real Jews by birth. He said they were liars.
Amen.
They were not Jews by birth, and they weren't Jews by religion. So if they weren't Jews by birth and Jews by religion, what were they then? He said they were a deceived people who were already part of the church. They belong to the world, the false vine. I want to dwell here. Amen. A deceived people. Amen. Oh, my brother. Look round you. See, that's why you got to really give. You have to be grateful to your Lord.
Amen.
A deceived people. These Jews, they were deceiving themselves. That they were Jews. See, bring it to what? Type it now. That they said they were Christians. Amen.
Amen.
But they weren't Christians. They have not been born again, the true best.
Amen.
See? And they are deceiving themselves.
Amen.
That is what is happening today, my brother. The whole Christendom, it has to take something different, my brother, to show that of the truth you are a true Christian.
Amen.
And until whatever God has promised in your age, you have recognized it.
Amen.
Recognizing what? Your day and his message.
Amen.
Recognizing the prophet of your day. If not, my brother, you are lost.
Amen.
You are deceived. You are deceived, deceived people. And so now look at all what is happening in churches. Look at what is happening. The other day, I just bumped into T.B. Joshua, or whatever they call him. Oh, he's carrying a very great name, but my brother, my sister, he's just a deception.
Amen.
See? We don't know what they are doing. They come to church with many people, and yet even not one word was read from the word, of God. See? The question is, yes, we need what? We need healing. We need the miracles. Yes, they are part of it. But one thing is that the most important thing is what? Is the word.
Amen.
Because the word itself can heal.
Amen.
Because there is healing in the word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Deceived people. So my brother, the thing is, we must be very grateful to our God. That in this age, the promise that he gave to this, our last day, we have met it. We have seen it.
Amen.
And we are part of it. We are partakers of that. Oh, praise God. They were a deceived people. And so now, the prophet said, they were also part of the church.
Amen.
These deceived people, they were part of what? The Christendom. And so always you see what? The two spirits. The two spirits, they are always moving. The true Christians are there. And what? The deceived people also are there.
Amen.
Right from the beginning, they were close. Right in the Garden of Eden, you know there was what? The tree of life. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They were two. And the first children that came, Cain and Abel, one of the devil, one was what? Of God. See? The same thing. Jacob and Esau, the same,
Amen.
On the same place, in the same womb.
Amen.
Always the two spirits moving together.
Amen.
And even you can see Jesus and Judas in the same church.
Amen.
See? One is the preacher and the other one is what? The trustee. I'm not talking about my brother trustee. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The wheat and the tares.
Amen.
They were on the same field. See? The two. All the time, two. But meanwhile, we thank God that we are not a deceived people.
Amen.
He said, deceived people, this is where you and I got to be grateful that we have been made partakers of God's promise in these last days. See? He promised that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, he will send us what? A prophet and Elijah. And praise be to God. Now you and I, we are the partakers of that promise of our day. Oh, my brother, without the prophet, the people are lost. They are deceived. They are blind. Without a prophet, You are blind and you are deceived. It is true. And without vision, the Bible says the people perish. You see, the two spirits, they carry on together. He said, they also say, we are the church and calling the name of the Lord. You see, they all calling the name of the Lord. And one day, Jesus just rebuked the Pharisees. He said, ye hypocrites. He said, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. You see, but in vain they do worship me. See, there are many worship that are what? They are in vain. My brother, deceived people. Worshipping, and yet it is what? It is in vain. It doesn't reach God. So let's watch these people. These people who say they are Jews, but they were not. And rather they were of what? Of the synagogue of Satan. He said they were Jews. You know, when Jesus was here, he was what? Many a time confronted by these Jews. They confronted him many times. And let us pick one of them. One time, these Pharisees who said they were Jews, they met Jesus and they questioned him. They wanted to justify themselves because they knew that Jesus, they have been what? They tried to destroy. See, those people, they always try to destroy, kill every testimony that is around you. That is their work. Amen. These people of the synagogue of Satan, they will always try to kill every testimony that shows that you are what? A child of God. That's all what they can do. So they met Jesus and they told Jesus that we be Abraham's seed. And we never in bondage to any man. As John 8, reading from 33. Said, we be Abraham's seed and we never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou then that ye shall be made free? See, they wanted to say that we are already free. So why do you say that thou have to be what? Made free. Praise God. Amen. And he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Amen. Praise the Lord. If ye be the children of Abraham, you will be doing what? The works of Abraham. Amen. A challenge to you and me now.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. It's a challenge. If we say we are Christian, then we will be doing the work of Christ.
Amen.
Our life will be what? Demonstrating Christ.
Amen.
Nothing else. That is the answer Jesus gave to them. That he said, we are what? We are the seed of Abraham. And we are not under any man. We are not under any bondage. He said, look, if Abraham is your father, you would have been doing the work of Abraham.
Yeah.
They went on. Now they wanted to tease him. He said, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God, you see? Because they knew the story of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That Mary was betrothed to Joseph. And before Joseph could what?
Yes.
Stay with her, she was what? Already with a child.
Amen.
So they killed that testimony. See, Jesus, the way how he has been healing, the way how he preached, the way how he could do miracles.
Amen.
You see, they were seeing these things. But you see, they want to kill that testimony.
Amen.
My brother, anyone who have that kind of envy in you against your brother, against your sister,
Amen. Hey,
the synagogue of Satan,
Amen.
That's where you come from.
Amen.
Always to destroy. Watch it.
Amen.
Amen. You've got to appreciate whatever gift is in your brother, in your sister. Appreciate her. Appreciate her the way how she is. The way how he is. Amen. See? They wanted to what? Belittle him. They wanted to kill all those testimonies. And so they wanted to tell him that, look, you were born of out of what? Wedlock. Somebody, one of the Roman soldiers probably took your mommy. So you are a vagabond child. Bastard child. See? That's what they wanted to tell him. That we were not born of fornication. Look at that. Why should you tell Jesus Christ this? It has a purpose. Why should you go and tell Jesus that we were not born of fornication? Then you wanted to tell him something. Amen. You see, that he was born out of what? Fornication. Ah. And Jesus answered, if God were your father, you would have loved me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If God be your father, you will love me.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, if we have a father who is God, we will love one another.
Amen.
We will love your brother, you will love your sister.
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God is in you. You all come from the same Father.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus said, if God were your father, ye would have loved me. For I proceeded forth and came from God.
Amen.
Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And then they went to another one again. They wanted to know, are thou even greater than our father Abraham? See? Are thou greater than our father Abraham? And Jesus answered them, said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Amen.
See? Your father Abraham you are talking about, he rejoiced to see my day.
Amen.
He saw it and he was glad.
Amen.
Your father Abraham worshipped me. Your father Abraham worshipped me. So if you are your father Abraham, you would have what?
Yeah.
Also worshipped me. You would have believed that what? I am from God. And the Jews said, you are not up to even 50 years and you said you have seen Abraham. He said, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was,
amen.
I am.
Amen.
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 So these people, they said they belong to what? The synagogue of Satan. Now, they were not of the true church, but of the false church, because God said they were of synagogue of Satan. Now, the prophet is going to break this thing now. Let us listen closely here. He said the word synagogue is not the same word as we use for church.
Amen.
Amen. The word synagogue is not the same as what? As the word church.
Amen.
Because you might, your mind may go that the Pharisees, during those days, they have a synagogue where they meet to worship. You understand? And then we know what a church also, we take a church also to be a place where we go and worship. No, sir. Now listen. He said, church means a called out people.
Amen.
Take notice of that.
Amen.
When we say church, that means a called out.
Amen.
We have been called out.
Amen.
We have escaped the corruption of this world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have been translated.
Amen.
From what? From this darkness.
Amen.
And has been what? We have been saved from this darkness and have been translated into another kingdom.
Amen.
That's what we are. So the church means a called out.
Amen.
But now let's see what synagogue also means. It says synagogue means an assembly, a gathering.
Amen.
So it's different, my brother. It's different. Synagogue means an assembly or a gathering. And the church means a called out people. So I am the church, you are the church, a called out people. But when we talk about synagogue, that's why we are coming on. The synagogue of what? Satan. It's a gathering. Oh, praise the Lord. It's an assembly of people. A gathering of people. Does it. And they gather to do what? During the days of what? Jesus Christ. Many a time when they gather, it is what? To plan how to accuse him. They plan how to arrest him. Amen. A gathering of what? Planning. My brother, my sister, synagogue can be in your own mind as you are seated here. You plan things. Evil things against your brother. Evil things against your sister. Hey, you have become what? A synagogue of what? Satan.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because when you are thinking, there are many members who are giving what? This one will say this. This will say this. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, when you are there, said, and see, something will just sit up. Okay, you know what you do. You, when he does this, that you do this. Say, no, I think when the other was in synagogue, right in your mind here.
Amen.
Planning. He said it's a gathering, it's an assembly. So let's watch it. But we have a promise from God in Isaiah 54:15, which says, Isaiah 54:15 said, behold, they shall surely gather together. But not by me. You see? The synagogue of Satan. They gather together, but it's not by me, God. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fail for thy sake.
Amen.
Amen. So, my brother, any gathering against you, a true child of God,
Amen.
It can never work.
Amen.
It will fail.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Any assembly
Amen.
That will what? Plan against you. Oh, he that keepeth Israel
Amen.
Shall never sleep nor slumber.
Amen.
He will keep you out.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, tonight, that is what we are going to. That the whole synagogue of Satan that will rise up against our children and the youth in this house.
Amen.
It will come to nothing. We have a word here to stand on tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because we are coming on that. The synagogue of Satan, they are so much.
Amen.
Assemblies of Satan, they are so much. You know, one time, this Israel always had been our example.
Amen.
They were there as an example for the true bride, because they were the type. Whatever happened, it types also how the bride needs to work. It's an example for us, so that we will live right. We will not follow that same folly that they followed. You see, this synagogue of Satan, one thing you got to take notice is an enticing spirit.
Amen.
They entice.
Amen.
It's an enticing spirit. That's why tonight we're going to put our children under the blood of Jesus Christ against any spirit of enticing. Amen. They will try to let you see what actually they are doing look so beautiful. You see, they said they can lie. And they always, they are lying, they want to make it stick. They lie and make sure that it will stick. They will continue hammering it, and then it sticks. And you accept it. So we see that one time, the prophet made an example of the children of Israel. He said, right from the beginning, God has been everything to them. When they were going to war, it was what? God that leads them. But one time, they were watching something else. See, they took their eyes from what God has been doing for them. They took their eyes away from that. And then begin to look at their enemies. When they looked at their enemies, what did they see? They saw that their enemies had what? Leaders that lead them to war. And so they also want what? A man to lead them. Whilst they have God who leads them, now they want a man to lead them. The prophet said that moment they have what? They have kicked away God. See, looking at something, the world, and then begin to what? Be enticed. My brother, my sister, that's where the children of Israel did. They looked away from God. That they want what? A leader. They want someone that what? Could lead them to war. And what happened? Whatever they were looking for, they received it. And it never worked.
Amen.
It never worked because the prophet said God was waiting to bring what? Christ to be their leader. And now they went ahead of Christ. That is where we got to take notice of that going ahead of Christ. And so the spirit that works in the synagogue of Satan is real today. It's very real today. The spirit that works in the synagogue of Satan is real today. My brother, synagogue is a gathering. It's an assembly, and it is not of God.
Amen.
It is something not God made that assembly. And so he said, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And he said, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my son and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, today we want God to be our father.
Amen.
And we be his sons and daughters. That's why tonight we want to present our children before the Lord. That this enticing, this assembly of Satan is everywhere. The synagogue of Satan is everywhere. Let me read something. It said, the spirit from the synagogue of Satan is real.
Amen.
Amen. The gathering is always against the word.
Amen.
That assembly could be even within the church. We are here tonight, my brother,
Amen.
To bring our children under the blood.
Amen.
We know not any other covering like the blood of Jesus Christ. We want our children to be what? Saved from the synagogue of Satan.
Amen.
The assembly of the stadium.
Amen.
Football stadium. That assembly, we want to save our children from it.
Amen.
That they will never, ever have what? The desire to be there. Praise God. The assembly in the disco. There is assembly going on there. A gathering of people. It is not of God. That assembly is not of God. That gathering is not of God. We want to ask the Lord, Lord, our children, save them from what? That gathering. Oh, the assembly of pop stars. Lord, the pop stars. My brother, my sister, that's why always you have to be very careful.
Amen.
That if you have a TV and a radio and other things in the house, or even you make sure what songs your children are listening to.
Amen.
Because they are spirits.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are spirits. They begin to watch these pop stars. And they begin to step. Their steps now begin to what? Be like them. Sooner or later, while they are growing up, that spirit begins to catch them. And then they enter into what? That assembly of pop stars. It's an what? A synagogue of Satan. The assembly of, my sister, help me again, celebrities? The assembly of celebrities. It's another assembly, another gathering. When they meet, my brother, it's not a small thing.
Red carpet.
They call red carpet. My brother, my sister, our children will never be part of that.
Amen.
We have the assembly of what? Oh, many, you can call many of them.
Amen.
They are all the synagogue of Satan. It's a gathering not of God. The only thing we know is the church, a called out people.
Yes.
That we have been called out.
Amen.
To be the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
My brother, tonight, we want to commit our children to the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord, let never be unto these children that they will ever be taken away, be enticed by any of these spirits, that they will be part of this assembly. Because those assemblies, they aren't of God. Praise the Lord. Tonight, how many are going to pray and commit their children into the hands of the Lord?
Amen.
Praying for every child tonight.
Amen.
The synagogue of Satan. Lord, let it go far away from our children.
Amen.
And when we talk about children, we are talking about even the ones that are not yet born,
Amen.
But are coming.
Amen.
All of them.
Amen.
We are going to pray for them.
Amen.
Because we know that many children are on the way coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because right, you see, God, while they are there, God knows them. That's why he could say that Jacob I love, Esau I hate.
Amen.
He knows everything.
Amen.
So whether they are born or they are not yet, we are praying for all the unborn children.
Amen.
That are to come to this house.
Amen.
And those who are here.
Amen.
And now, let me just sound this, especially to the youth.
Amen.
Amen. The youth. If you are not married, you are still a youth.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You could be 40 years and you are not married, you are still what? A youth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I know I was watching the third Exodus. You know, their church, they have, if you watch carefully, they have a place where married couples sit. And they have a place where the youths also are. And then that was one of the old videos. And I was watching, they were on worship, praising God. Then I saw one man among the youth, very old. And he was digging with these children. I said, yes, because he has not yet married. When he married, he will be transferred to the other side, you see. So as long as you are not married, you are still a youth.
Amen.
Amen. So one thing I want to tell you, youth, and every child who can hear me, your parents love you.
Amen.
One thing I want to tell you, your parents love you. Right from their heart, they love you.
Amen.
They want the best for you.
They
know, because they had been like you before, but you have never been like them.
Amen.
They know everything. Truly, I want to tell you, your parents, they love you. What is your name? Esther. Mommy loves you, eh? Daddy also loves you, okay? So be obedient. Whatever mommy says, you'll say, yes, ma.
Amen.
Whatever daddy says, yes, daddy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your mommy and your daddy, they love you.
Amen.
And the only thing you can do to appreciate all that they do is to listen to them.
Amen.
They want the good for you.
Amen.
They don't want you to be what? Part of these assemblies. The synagogue of Satan.
Amen.
Because it will never end you to anywhere. Tonight, the youth, you got to tell the Lord, Lord, I have heard you.
Amen.
I will today, from today, hear my daddy. I will today hear my mommy. Whatever he says, I know he means or she means good for me.
Amen.
Tara, Rene, you say that for me, my parents are not here. Your parents are here. I'm your daddy, okay?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And Kwame, you are still not married, so you are youth, huh?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Your name?
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? That from today.
Amen.
When daddy says anything, say, amen, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Are you going to do that?
Amen.
Jesse, you hear it? God richly bless you. Tonight we are going to pray for you.
Amen.
And you yourself also say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
I want to be your child.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, let something be happen to me
Amen.
That it will change me forever.
Amen.
Even if I've been stubborn in the house, Lord, tonight I put everything on the altar.
Yes,
and I ask for your forgiveness. That the Lord let your spirit work in me.
Amen.
Because these synagogues of Satan will never, never, in any way, ever put you into anything good.
Amen.
It will bring you sickness, death, sorrow. Look at all these celebrities or whatever you call them. About 99% of them, their end never ends well.
Amen.
They run bankrupt and a lot of what? Things. They become what now? Addicted. See? And they die a really pathetic deaths. Many of them committing suicide. Just thank the Lord that you are seated in the house of God. That you are part of God. A child of God.
Amen.
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 And tonight, let it be the last. Let it be tonight be what? The day when you say, Lord, I surrender. I lift up my hands.
Amen.
And I want to be your child, Lord. The Lord will take you up and make things what? Right in your life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Any stubborn child, my prayer is that as you are going, let it be like what? The road to Damascus. Let the light strike you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That will be my prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And it will bring you back home.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Musicians, just come. And let us gather ourselves and commit our children into the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
And you children, tonight, I want to hear you praying. Many a time you don't pray. When we come here to be holy, what? Your mommy and daddy praying. You just turn and put your head down as if you are praying. You are gone. You are sleeping. Tonight, you are going to pray.
Amen.
Are you going to pray, youths?
Amen.
Are you going to pray? I want to, only the youths, I want to hear amen. Are you going to pray? Or already you are asleep? Youths. Are you going to pray tonight?
Amen.
Now I hear amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you. The Lord will answer you tonight.
Amen.
And the Lord will what? Bring a change in your life. You see the joy in the Lord. It's very joyful to be part of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You try, test it and see. Test it and see. taste it also and
Amen.
See.
Amen.
The Lord is sweet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord, come in. Come on. The Spirit of Elijah transfers. Come and drink of this road. You never taste again. The Spirit and the bride, He comes. He that hath an ear, let him hear. The Spirit said to the church, never fear. Come and drink of this rock. You will never taste again. The Spirit and the bride say, come.
Come out.
Come out. Dancers back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never taste again. The Spirit and the bride say, come. God's voice calling from heaven. Come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin. The sins of grace, heaven, God sees when iniquity is. The Spirit and the bride say, come.
Come on.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Come in, come on.
Your children have heard your word tonight, Lord.
The Spirit of Elijah
tonight,
turns us back.
Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight they have
drink
come.
Of this world.
The covenant, the Lord,
never test
you have
again.
Laid for them.
Oh, the Spirit and
that
the
come unto me, ye that.
Come,
I heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Come,
Lord,
come
the little ones, the children, Lord, tonight.
Spirit
they want to renew their faith, Lord, in you. Father,
come and
you are a lover of children. Hoping to receive them, O God.
The Spirit and the bride.
And I pray the Lord Jesus.
Come.
Oh, whatever is upon your heart tonight.
Come on, oh, come in.
Lord, turn your
come
ears to them, O God. Lord, let your spirit, O God.
Elijah turns us back.
Oh, be their portion, Lord.
Come and drink.
Let the pure fire, Lord, stand for them.
You will never
Lord, every footstep that they take, oh God.
The Spirit
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
The
Lord, they will never ever, oh God.
The Spirit and the bride.
Be part of that assembly. Any gathering, the Lord, it is not
come.
You, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Oh, Lord, you never, God, allow them, oh, Lord.
Amen.
Father, any gathering that is not of you, God. Any assembly, oh, Lord, that is of men. Lord, anything that, oh, God, is not yours, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We have seen what the synagogue of Satan is. Lord, tonight, we the parents tonight, O Lord, Oh, we come with our children.
Father, you know their lives.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, all the children in this house, born and unborn yet, Lord, we pray that, oh God, your mighty hand will be upon them, Lord. Father, we come against any enticing spirit. Merciful Lord.
Father, we are grateful, Lord. We are thankful unto thee, Lord. Even at this time, Savior God, for your precious grace, Lord, and your precious joy. Lord, bless us, Lord, Savior. Give us, Lord, your grace, even over this weekend, Lord. Give us mercy, Lord, and grace, we pray. Shepherd us this night, Lord. Keep us, we pray, Jesus.
Oh, children. The word says, be obedient to your parents in the Lord. From tonight, let this word of God stick in your heart. The Lord loves you. Your parents loves you. They never, ever want you to get lost. Turn your heart to the Lord tonight. Turn every desire towards Him. Say, Lord, tonight I've taken you. I've received the Lord tonight in my heart. And the spirit of disobedience to Lord that had been in me tonight, Lord, I leave it on the altar. Lord Jesus, bless your little ones, Lord. And Father, even we, the parents, Lord, we ask that, Lord Jesus, you grant us the wisdom, Lord.
Amen.
The way that, Lord Jesus, we got to take, God, to bring these children, Lord, that they will remain in your hands and become vessels in your house, Lord.
Amen.
Father, keep these children in the secret of your tabernacle, Lord, against every enticing spirit, Lord. Father, let all their desires be lost in you. Let your word, O Lord, be sealed in your heart, Lord. Tonight, Lord, you have made it for us to pray for our children. And that's exactly, Lord, what we have done. Father, we believe that tonight it will remain a testimony to glorify your name. My children, little ones, Christ is here. Jesus is here. He has heard your prayer. He has heard all that you have spoken tonight. The assurance that you have given, the Lord has taken it. And he will also bring to you a reward. A reward that will be a joy in your life. A reward that will make you a true child of God. There is nothing the world can give to you. Nothing good there. The synagogue of Satan is a gathering of man. And anything of man will pass away, amen, but the word of God will never pass,
hallelujah,
away. So give yourself to the word, because if not, when this world is passing away, it will take you away. But the Lord has something special for you. That is not your place. You have a special place in the Lord. Lord, tonight we believe, O God, that you help our children, Lord. It is true, Lord. We are weak, but you are strong. Lord, strengthen them. The battle, we know, the enemy is doing everything against them. But yet, Lord, tonight we believe that your Spirit has raised that standard for them. We believe it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Children, tonight, let it be a real testimony in your life that it is today that I spoke to the Lord from my heart. And I believe the Lord has heard my prayer. Children, do you love him? He loves you. He first loved you, and he will continue to love you. Musicians, give us some song.
Ago, I asked Hannah to pray with me. Amen. I said, Hannah, when you are praying, you should ask the Lord to help Daddy tomorrow with a job interview. And when I go back home tonight, I'm going to tell her that what you were praying for, the Lord has answered. Amen. Because the Amen. Lord gave me a new job today. Amen. So Amen. The Lord loves you. He answers prayers that Hallelujah. Children make too. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we stand in awe, Lord Father, of thy grace, Lord. When we look to see the things that you have done for us, Lord, Oh God, Father, we are so thankful, Father, that you have so kept us, Lord. Father, and you have made us thy children.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, even as we pray, we are numbered amongst thy sons and daughters, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you have not let us go into the synagogue of the devil.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Father, Lord, oh God, you have called us, Lord, unto sons and daughters, Lord.
Amen.
And we are thankful, Lord. Amen. And I pray, Father, that should there be any in this place, Lord, that could have identified themselves in the synagogue of Satan, not to leave things the way that they are, Lord, but to press in into the kingdom. Father, to press in, Lord, until something happens to them.
Amen.
Father, we know that you are more than able to change a person, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The one that was once, Lord, a tear could be, Lord, wheat this afternoon.
Amen.
And we're just praying, Father, if there be any tonight, Lord, that do not know you, Father, may you draw them near unto thee, O God. And we pray, Father, for the children as they are growing up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray for each and every one of them.
Amen.
Lord, O God, that, Father, your hand may be upon them, Lord.
Amen.
That they may grow up seeing the right kind of example in their parents, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Father, that we may be faithful stewards, Lord.
Amen.
Father, O God, to raise these children in the way, Lord, of thy word, O God. We commit them to you, Lord. Father, for the devil, Lord, is like a roaring lion, Lord,
yeah,
trying to destroy them from an early age, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But yet we know, Lord, that he that is in us is stronger than he that is in the world. That's why we commit them to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For we know you are stronger than him that is in the world, Lord. May you watch over them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, O God, we are a people that are constantly failing thee, O God. Should we ever fail in front of these children, Lord, may it be veiled, Lord, away from their eyes, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that they may not take the wrong example from their parents.
Yes,
but
Lord,
may you open their eyes to the things that are right,
Amen,
Lord, to the things that are of heaven, Lord. That they may grow up knowing you, Lord. That they may grow up, Lord, to be fruitful branches, Lord, in thy field, O God.
Oh,
we
Lord,
commit them to you, Father. And we pray, Father, O God, even as we go home tonight, Lord, may you be with us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
May you strengthen us, Father. Lord, may you keep encouraging us, Lord, for we see your hand in the things that you do for us, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
I seen it, Lord, in my own life, how you constantly, Lord, from step unto step, Lord, provide for all my needs.
Oh,
I
yes,
thank
Lord
you, Lord.
Jesus.
And Father, if you could do it for me, Father, you can do it too for Brother Maxwell.
Oh, yes,
you can
Lord
do
Jesus
it for Brother Pele.
Oh,
you can do it for any sister
Jesus
that's in
Christ
here, Lord. So I pray tonight,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus
that if
Christ
any are in need tonight, Father, may you provide for
Amen
them. For you are Jehovah Jireh. You
yes,
provide
Lord
for your children. May it manifest in the lives of your children,
yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus,
that when we meet even on Friday, Lord, we may hear testimonies
Amen
of prayers that's been answered. I pray, Lord, for my brother George, Lord,
yes,
even
Lord
as he goes tomorrow to take an exam. Father, may you give him the wisdom of Daniel,
the
wisdom
of
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Yes, Lord.
Father, oh God, may you bring to remembrance the things that you would have studied in the
Amen
exam. Lord, may you make a difference for him.
Yes,
for
Lord
we believe your word. You promise, Lord, that we won't come number two or three, but that we would be ahead all the time.
Amen.
I ask this, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and I commit every other brother, every other sister that we haven't seen in a long time. Father, we commit them to you.
Yes,
help
Lord
us and put a desire in our hearts, Lord, to follow after them, Father,
yes,
and
Lord
bring them back into the fold, Lord. We ask this, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Tonight has been a special night. And we thank the Lord for what he has done for us.
Amen.
There has been something that's taken place.
Amen.
And our children definitely do not forget tonight because they've spoken to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
soul is saved, my heart is sore.